Have you ever hit an obstacle that just caused you to stop? Just made you think, "Whoa, what is this? What's going on?" And you're kind of looking ahead. You're looking around, making sure that there's nothing like that in the near future. You don't want to hit it again. Where do you go? What do you do when you hit something like this? For those of you that don't know me, I like to run. I like any sort of exercise, but I really like running because it really gets you tired. I just love that. But there's a couple things that you have to know about running. One is first, how to prepare. You have to know how to prepare your body. You have to eat the right kinds of food. You have to run just right so you don't hurt your knees too bad or any other joints or bones. You have to know what to wear. You have to know what kind of the weather to run in, all sorts of stuff. But probably the most important thing that you'll ever have to know when you go running is you have to know about walls. Now, a wall is a mental block. It's not physical, it's mental. It's a point during your exercise where you get so exhausted, so tired, that your brain says, "I'm done. I can't do this. I'm sick of this. I'm tired. I'm unprepared. I can't do it." I was training for a marathon last year. I was going to go to Hawaii, Honolulu, actually, and run it. And so I woke up one morning here. Sun was shining through my window. I'm like, "Oh, yeah. It's a good day for a run." So I climb out of bed, and I'm like, I get my shoes on, get my shorts on, and my long sleeve shirt. I'm like, "I'm ready for this. I'm psyched. I'm gonna go on this run. I'm gonna go like way far today. See how far I can get." And it was cold. It was about as cold as it is outside right now. And there was snow all over the wheat fields. And so I was just gonna go, just gonna head out, and see how far I could get. Well, I started on this run. I'm all pumped, all psyched, adrenaline flowing, got my music playing, running down, and, you know, mile 6, mile 7, doing fine. I get to about mile 11 and a half, out of school, and I'm like, "Oh, man, my knee is killing me." And I was thinking, I was like, "You know, I got some serious knee problems going on here. What do I do?" I'd hit a wall. My brain was telling me, "You're done. Quit now. You can't do it. Your knee hurts too bad. You're too tired. It's freezing out here. You haven't eaten in 3 hours. Done." And so I was like, "Okay, so what do? I'm stuck out here." The one thing I didn't tell you about walls is that the only way to get through them is just to push through. You can't let it stop you. You have to push through. After that, I don't know. It's just like there's a wall. I mean, walls are thin. You go through it, and there's nothing in your way anymore. But you have to get through it somehow. You have to push through. So I made a decision. I made a decision that I'd run back. At this point, my knee was hurting so bad, I took off my shoes, I took off my socks, I wrapped my socks around my knee, cinched it up as tight as I could so I couldn't feel the pain anymore, and I ran the 11 miles back. I made it, apparently, and so, but when I got back, it was a feeling of success. It wasn't a feeling of, "Hey, I called the deans, you know, halfway. Called deans, couldn't make it, got him to come get me." It was like, "No, I did it. I succeeded." You guys, God wants us to succeed. He wants us to stand up and to know that nothing is in our way. He wants us to look at a goal, find a goal, and push to it, push toward it no matter what. The disciples, We're in a boat. Jesus wasn't with them. He'd actually gone to land, and he climbed up a mountain, and he was praying all night. And something happened. At some point throughout the night, he felt like something was wrong. He felt like he needed to be with his disciples. And so he started heading down the mountain. And he was right, of course. His disciples were in big trouble. They were in the water, and they were on their boat. They were fishermen. They were struggling to stay afloat. They were just kind of like paddling there, freaking out. And they look up, and they see this man walking across the water toward them. They're like, oh my word, guys, it's a ghost, it's a ghost. And they hear, no, it's fine, don't fear, it's me. It's your master. So they say, okay. And one of the disciples, Peter, says something. He goes to the side of the boat and he says, Lord, if it's you, then tell me to come to you. So Jesus says, all right, come. So Peter grabs the side of the boat. He puts one foot over, steps in the water, puts the other one over, steps in the water. Those are steps of faith. He did nothing but trust God completely with everything that he could. He said, it's not me, it's you. And he stepped in the water. He started walking toward God, but something happened. He hit a wall. This is a man, this is a disciple of Jesus Christ. A man who every day sees miracles, miracle upon miracle happen, who every day got to experience God working in his life. And when he steps in the water, and when he sees the wind, and when he sees the waves, and when he sees the whole storm coming around him, he wavers in his faith. He doubts. He doubts God. Because of this, he starts to sink. He sees everything in between him and his goal. He sees all the problems. He wavers, and he starts sinking. He starts falling. The last second, just before he's about to go under, he says, Lord, save me. It was his last moment to trust. His last step of faith. And the Bible says Jesus immediately reached down and grabbed him. And he pulled him up. And he saved him. He rescued him. Guys, I'm sure we've all been there. Standing on the side of the boat. And you can't step in. You're too scared. You can't get to your goal because you're looking at everything in your way. Don't look at everything in your way. Look at the goal. Look at what you're trying to get to. When you don't feel like God is there, you just have to trust. You just have to keep pushing through everything. When you hit a wall, keep pushing through it. Just trust that God is there. Believe that he's there. Jesus says, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. And if that's true, then where you're going shouldn't even be a question. It should just be, Lord, I trust you. And you should know that God's got you. And believe it.